Yesterday, we were trying to understand why women are mentioned in the genealogy. And one possibility I posed is that Matthew is trying to highlight the grace of God and the prominence of grace in the New Testament. In the very first chapter of the New Testament, as we study Matthew chapter 1. And I admitted that that's actually what I believe to be the true explanation for many years. Well, for many years since then, I no longer believe it's the true explanation. I think that these particular women are mentioned because they're Gentiles. And I think the key to understanding that is when you get to verse 6, and we're told that Solomon was begotten of her who had been the wife of Uriah. Now, it's very interesting that the other mothers, Tamar and Rahab and Ruth, were mentioned, but the woman's name is not mentioned here. And the question is why? Well, that woman was a Hebrew. Her name was Bathsheba, but the name of her husband was mentioned, and her husband was a Gentile, Uriah, whom David slew after he betrayed. He betrayed him twice, once in adultery and once in a conspiracy that he die in battle. But I think what Matthew is highlighting here is that Gentiles were connected, at least in some way in the case of Uriah, with the genealogy of God's own son. What's the point? The point is that God was disposed to bless the Gentiles and to use the Gentiles in blessing from the earliest generations of the covenant. This is not a new thing. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and I hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.